All right, everyone, it's Papa's Basement. I am John Papa Giorgio, and I am joined today by my brother Will Papa Giorgio and our buddy Patrick.
Yo.
Hello.
I guess today's topic will be, well, it'll be a lot of shit. If you've ever listened to the show, we just bounce around. I have ADHD. My new meds are not particularly great.
What the hell are you on?
I'm on Vyvanse now instead of Ritalin. I was on Ritalin for a couple years, and that's a good old-fashioned one. Like, that's something like a German would take a handful
that
of.
That goes back to, like, the 80s, man. There was always, like, one kid in your class that was on Ritalin.
Yeah, yeah. I have weird, you know, an opinion on that. Like, a kid who just can't sit the fuck down, and then you drug the shit out of him. That doesn't seem right.
You better beat the shit out of him.
I don't know if that's an option, sir. Not legally.
Well, we're going to find out which way to go because you're having a kid pretty soon.
I remember doing some lock work at a kinder care or some shit. I forgot what brand it was. It wasn't Montessori. But like
Montessori is like private school for 2-year-olds.
Yeah. No, shit. This was kind of that range of kids. It was like like little babies.
We get what you're saying. Oh, I thought.
Yeah. Like toddlers.
No.
Like two to five, that kind of.
Yeah. 2 to 5. Yeah.
Was it one of those places that had baby fight club?
No. I mean, it was run by just older Indian women basically. But like, there's this one little Indian kid who was just like, I guess if we're going to delve into stereotypes, you'd imagine him being all quiet and studious and shit. But this guy was like a fucking dirt. Like, he was a maniac. Like, if I turned my back, he was like grabbing drills and shit. They were having to like grab him every 2 seconds. I was like, I can't work like this. He was fucking nuts.
So he needed some Ritalin.
That's one of those things where it's like, you're literally going to have to assign one staff member to this one kid. And that's just their job, or you dope the hell out of this kid, or some sort of restraint.
Kids that age are really weird. I see them like every day when I'm going to the dog park. There's a little like playground right next to, and all those little Montessori schools in my neighborhood in Old Town, they just have all the kids. They're strangely like they're either in red or blue, like they're having field day every day.
Okay.
I don't know what that is about, but I see them just running around in like circles in the fields, and they kind of do that thing where like, you know, like a cornerback in the NFL will kind of like push the receiver down and then like hold his hands up like this when he gets caught. Like, they're doing that to each other, but they're trying to avoid the teacher's like gaze. It's really
they're testing
weird.
The
like,
weak ones. It's
yeah,
all the fucking
it really
jungle.
Is kind of like some junior Lord of the Flies type shit.
We're hardwired for it.
I guess we are. It's just not having any kids
any
and not
kid?
Having been around kids that age in a long time. When I see it in the morning, walking my dog at like 9 in the morning, I'm just like, oh,
any kid that looks air quotes weird is going to get it. I like, look, sexually speaking, my preference is like short as it gets. You know what I mean? Like, you give me like a 5-foot chick, like my dick isn't going down. Like, I just feel like Godzilla wrecking Tokyo. You know what I mean? But like,
did you pick on those short girls when you were a kid?
No. Yeah, that would have made more sense. I'm just saying, like, but my dick always lived in fear banging a chick like that because you're like, I also don't want to have a son that's like 5'5".
Oh,
you know, like,
so
fucking the kids. My girl, who, by the way, that was not me doing a bit. I actually did jizz inside a woman who's now pregnant.
Yeah, I just
she's
went to your
5'4", which
I just
is like,
went to your baby shower, bro. It's
exactly. She's the cusp of normalcy, so it is a boy all the way.
That's
so
average height, isn't it? For
yeah,
women,
exactly. And I'm 5'9", which I guess is average, especially like if we let more and more Latinos in the country to bring it down. Fingers crossed. Suddenly, like,
I'm sure your kid will be average height and will be just fine. He'll be picked on for other reasons.
Yeah,
besides his
being
height.
A fucking autistic nerd masturbator.
Yeah, well, yeah.
But yeah, I had the baby shower for the
you
future
did.
ADHD
I saw both
of
you guys
child
like 3 days ago.
Yeah, exactly. Patrick was here. It was a hell of a shindig. That's the thing about like hooking up with a normal girl. You have to do normal shit. Like
White people shit.
Yeah. She is fucking white, man. She's half Irish, like
she's
from the old
pretty,
country.
She's pretty white. She's whiter than you guys, I would say.
Oh, yeah.
We don't do like the white people stuff like drinking out on the porch or whatever, the White Claws, whatever the hell was going on out there.
Yeah, I mean, we're Greek, which I guess like we're just like a weird version of white, but like we did very asocial things even as Greeks. Like our dad tried to drag us to a few events now and again as kids. Like I remember one time like Greek Easter, some sort of dismembered lamb on a spit getting roasted, but we were just such pricks about it. Like we were such fucking shits about it, like beating the shit out of each other, making a scene, wouldn't shut the fuck up about wanting to go home, that like eventually we turned like a Greek dude living in America who probably like would have wanted nothing more than to be around other Greeks a couple times a year. Like we just broke him and he was like, fuck it, it's not worth it. I'm going to just like sit here and garden and wait for them to leave and watch like my Greek pornography on the VHS.
That's what you get for knocking up trash from Frederick, Maryland.
I guess that's one take.
So you didn't go to a lot of Greek baby showers?
No, we didn't do shit. Like, we, again, like, we...
When we were very young, yeah, and I think our mom just being kind of like the dominating twat that she is, sort of like...
See, okay, I want to interject here. So I've listened to many episodes. I've heard you talk about your mom in, like, off mic, and then... Over the last couple of weeks, or since the last episode, she came to our improv show, and I met her there. And then I talked to her again at your baby shower.
That's not
and, like,
her real personality. I already know where you're going.
Okay, so she seems way more chill than what you guys have painted. So I'd like to know, like, is this a Jekyll and Hyde thing?
Yes.
Okay, so she's like most moms.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, I got you.
Most people.
She was very nice, but like...
It's not that she's...
And my mom is nice, too.
Cruel,
but
exactly.
She drives me crazy.
It's just with family... Everyone's just shitty. Like, the more familiar you are with someone, the shittier you tend to be. She's shittier with us. We're shittier with her. It's, I don't know. Like, I don't know. Fucking.
Familiarity breeds contempt.
Yeah.
Like,
shitty snake eating its
so you guys,
shitty tail.
You guys get along still, though. Like, you're not. You don't
yeah.
Have to talk to each other.
Luckily, like, he and I, like, rarely fight. But, it, like I said, I think I was telling the story at the baby shower because we're talking about the thermostat, like, the difference. In the temperature between the floors here.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the few times he and I fought was when we were living together and arguing about dumb shit. Like, okay, I think you're making it too cold. He thinks I'm making it too hot. Like fighting over the fucking temperature.
It was a 3-story townhouse. So yeah, there's going to be some fucking gaps.
But it's the same thing where it's like downstairs is freezing, upstairs is hot. And like, so, you know, nobody's comfortable.
What is your preferred indoor temperature for the thermostat?
It's different, like, because even Kelly said, like, she and John and my mom came over like last week or whatever for the first time. I had it set to like 75, and 75 is like cold as balls in my place.
It is weird like that.
Yeah, so it's like I never got people like, oh well, 72. It's like 72 doesn't feel the fucking same in like your house and my house. Depends on how many like heating ducts you have and all that shit, and just like your HVAC system, you know. Plus, like, what direction?
Maybe you just you're facing. You're a pretty thin dude. You maybe just run cold. Like, you're wearing a blanket right now.
I mean, that it could be too. Because like, one time I was dating, let's just say, a larger woman.
Okay,
a woman of larger.
How much larger? Like two of you, three of you.
I don't know. What would you say? Two, maybe.
Yeah.
1.5.
One and a half.
1.5. Okay.
She's a bigger gal.
Much shorter than me, so it's hard to say. So but
5'3" hundo.
I want to say 300. I don't even think I ever knew her weight, did you?
No.
What would you say? Maybe like 180?
Bigger, I would say.
Who knows?
Maybe.
Okay.
But yeah, she like...
I'll put it this way. Like, of a size where you'd be worried if you like clapped the cheek, sometimes you might be getting some whiffs. Like,
I didn't, but... anyway, so she was like kind of living with me for a while, and she... kept my place like fucking Marilyn Manson, like the meat locker was like 68 degrees.
She was like that because she was my roommate for a while too, but that was back when I was fat as fuck, so I was like fine with it.
But then like mom says she'd always also wear like a sweatsuit.
That is
too.
True. Yeah.
So she'd crank the shit out of your AC that she's not paying for and then be dressed like fucking Polly Walnuts.
Well, maybe she was ashamed of her body and then she was trying to cover up. So
I just
okay, so my heating bill has to be like $300 a month.
Maybe if you'd made her feel more comfortable in skimpier outfits, she would have
around and like, or if you had self-confidence and got better women, you wouldn't have to pay as much for your HVAC. So
I like therapy
their personality. Pays dividends. She was a horrible person too.
I didn't find that out till later. Again, a sociopath.
Anytime,
like mom, superficially charming.
I do feel evil anytime that like I am cranking the AC and then I'm like bundled up and I can just imagine like the entirety of like the continent of India or throw in Africa too, and they're just like, this fucking piece of garbage can make the hot cold, but then he made it too cold and he has to make himself hot again.
Why would you do that? Why not turn up the fucking thermostat?
A lot of those people would do the same thing if they lived here and had air conditioners.
They
so
could,
don't,
but
I wouldn't
don't.
Be too hard.
No, they don't. Like, have you ever been in a foreign person's house? A lot of those old school motherfuckers.
I must have. I have been, but
Patrick
like, I don't remember
raised
it being...
right. The answer is no.
Dude, a lot of people,
only U.S. born households
from like East Asia, will not turn on the AC unless it's like 97
like a critical situation.
Like, exactly. Like if you risk like dying of heat stroke in your own house, then they'll kick on the AC.
Maybe
but otherwise you will just be in there pouring sweat.
I feel like my memories of that kind of stuff are like visiting people in other state, like hot states. Like in Arizona, people don't turn on the AC because
they're just
like
used
90.
To it.
That's
yeah.
nuts.
I remember going to LA and like they're like making fun of me because I wore shorts. They're like, that's
yeah.
tourist shit. And then
it's weird.
They would bundle up at like 72
yeah,
degrees.
You get used
like,
to it.
Bit?
And then when it's 65 at night, you're freezing cold because
yeah.
the temperature doesn't change that much. And you just kind
of. It gets cold at night in LA because it's the
yeah,
desert.
I mean,
same as Arizona. Of. Like, I remember wearing a hoodie at night there. But yeah, it was never like super cold like coming from here. Like you said, I don't wear shorts, period. But like. I just wear what I'm wearing now, like t-shirt and
judging
jeans.
John and I?
I
yeah.
think past a certain age, men should not expose their legs.
I don't disagree with you, but I wear shorts right, like
Tony Soprano.
To work out and super, super casual. But I wore jeans to the baby shower.
No, like I wear
I
shorts
wear
to
shorts
work out. Like,
I wouldn't wear shorts to a baby shower.
I've never worked out once in long pants, have you?
Yeah, on occasion.
I can't like even imagine it.
It's unpleasant.
Weird to me. Yeah.
I used to rock those like you know those like basketball like the snap.
Yeah,
pants.
Again,
those
like
are pretty.
The poly
those are pretty,
style pants.
Pretty casual.
Yeah.
Those are pretty good for workouts.
Okay.
Like the Adidas three stripe type pants.
Those yeah, no, fun. I know what you're talking about. It's just like I can't even like fathom it. It just seems like it would feel weird. And ever since like I started wearing like tank tops to the gym, it's like now I can't even wear like crew neck shit. It's like
just because you're. Hulking out of your clothing when you're lifting
you just
the
need
weights.
To start working out in the Borat swimsuit. Just true.
How's the temperature
the
in the gym? Is it cold there too?
Oh, don't fucking
no.
start me.
No.
I
let's hear it.
Do you
want
me
it.
To go
I work
first
out
for me.
If you want a motherfuck on gym temperature, the Golds in Reston, they finally, I guess, were called out on it and put out some sign that said, hey, our HVAC is fucked. But
okay.
I had been going there for like 2 months, no sign, hot as shit. I go there because my buddy Tice, who you might have met at the baby shower, he works out there, and I haven't had a lifting buddy in like 20 goddamn years. So, and the pussy is off the chain there.
Oh,
like
whoa.
not to shock jock it, as you would say.
That's why you wear sunglasses while you're lifting, so you can...
It mirrors on my shoes. Yeah.
So you can stare to your heart's content.
Like, I will talk about his $200 a month lifetime gym having women. The women at this Reston Golds are like the shit out of just teenage beat off fantasy. I don't even. All sorts of types. You like Asians, you like Latinas, you like tall white girls with no titties. It's all
But they're
there,
all just in really good shape. I take
all
it.
In great
okay.
shape.
Like
I've,
fitness model style.
I've been to so many gyms and like there's just not many attractive people. And I'm not there for that, but you take note of anything.
It's
you know
a
what
fun
I'm,
it's a fun benefit.
Yeah,
you've never been to my gym at like the peak times for that.
True,
though.
Okay, fine.
You usually come with me on like weird hours. But
they're called weekends, but yeah.
No, like I'm trying to remember. One time you came late, and then another time. Yeah,
I'm not
you,
saying
you came like it was like Sunday afternoon, like 3 or something.
I guess, yeah, I get what you're saying. It's not, but this is. I go on the weekend a lot to this Reston Golds, and one, there's sweat trickling out my ass like I'm in the Outback within 8 seconds, and two, the women are beautiful and they're everywhere. I don't know what it is. I don't know what.
Do you feel embarrassed having a sweaty trickle dass while there's hot women?
I don't care, man. I'm engaged. I'm dead.
I don't know. You're not wearing a ring. They don't know that.
That's true. I've never in my life. No, I take that back. One time back before I knew how to get girls in real life, and I would like either just take a mental snapshot of them to beat off to, or mm-hmm. run home and get girls via MySpace. I remember like a very, very pretty redhead, like I did a yoga class with once. And then she started like chatting me up in the gym. And I think they're my long story short, she was like laying it on real thick. And I was just like, okay, bye. See you in the gym another day. Bye.
It's like picture.
Yeah, exactly. Like, why is this bitch still yapping? I need to get home so I can masturbate thinking of her. Bye. Like that kind of idiocy. And this is a man in his late 20s and I was late teens. And then I might have gotten someone's number at a gym. I don't fucking remember. But like, it's not, I don't bug people in the gym. Like I grew up digesting a lot of that like mystery method pickup artist horse shit, where like you see a hot girl in the gym and you're supposed to run up and be like, someone's raping a barbell, and they're like, what? And you've done a state interruption technique or whatever the shit. I don't believe in that. Just fucking leave people alone. They're working out. Don't be a predator.
Women will let you know if they're interested.
Exactly. Yeah.
I agree with that. But that stuff was very funny when it first kind of became culturally huge.
Oh, my. The mystery method shit was. Yeah. I mean, like, there's the inherent, like, have some respect for yourself.
The pickup artist culture was pretty funny.
Yeah. Like, respect yourself. That's a good thing. But then all that the, helps. Like, the things that they would teach you to do to, like, manufacture self-respect basically and like present a very false facade that would suck people in. And by the way, all their shit really just like applied to scoring ass in Hollywood. It would be like, you know what, like wear a feather and like do shit with your hair, call it peacocking. And it's like basically trying to act like you are part of like the goddamn, I don't know, like a Motley Crue tribute band type shit, trick people out that way, or like black veil like brides or something.
What did he do? Like he had the goggles. I remember that.
Yeah, you'd wear goggles, like steampunk shit.
Yeah, he had like a furry top hat kind of.
Yeah.
And like a little backpack.
Oh, I believe. Yeah.
That was the mystery uniform.
I think you should be mystery for Halloween 2025.
Oh, God.
No one fucking
that
remember
guy
him.
Fell off the face of the earth so fucking fast.
I hope he's married
and
has
it's
like
just,
five
no,
kids.
No, he tries to still do it on like YouTube or some shit. It's the saddest thing ever.
No one cares. Yeah, you're fucking 50 years old
that,
dude.
And it's also like most of what he teaches would be like problematic by today's standards where you're
more or less trying to
trick women into fucking you. Like it's a half step away from rape.
Yeah, exactly. Like fucking truth raping.
Yeah, if you want to get laid, just go into a bar and say you're like
John, a
fucking
what did you do
surgeon.
With your furry top hat and flight goggles that you used to wear to peacock?
I put them on a stuffed bear that we keep.
Oh, that's cute.
It's stuffed with a fully
His
erect
His name
penis.
Is Mystery. He has a tail in the front and the back.
I swear to, like, I could be wrong, but our buddy Howard, that's been on the show a bunch, his stepdad was a hunter, and they had a stuffed bear that he had killed, I think, in the basement. I'm like 95% sure that bear had like a hanging dong. Like they stuffed the dick too. Like they didn't just cut off his dick and balls. I hope Howard listens to
this. It's probably
more
impressive to kill a bear with a huge dong rather than
like a huge erection. Yeah, because like, how are you supposed to keep your eye on where you're shooting?
Well, it's just a place to like hang your shoes, let them dry, you know, when you come inside from a room.
We have something like that in our master bedroom. There was like a wooden hook that was like just at a 90-degree angle, and the towels kept flopping off it. So I took it off the wall and drilled it at a 45-degree angle, and now it looks like Pinocchio's cock. But like, goddamn, if it doesn't hold a towel. Oh, shit. Yeah. That mystery method stuff, like, especially, he was popularized by Neil Strauss, who was like a...
I read that book.
The book was okay.
It was a fun read. That guy writes some good books.
If not, yeah, like, pretty glib or whatever the hell. But, like, his book was sold as, like, a bundle on Amazon. Remember when Amazon was, like, a bookstore? That was its thing?
Yeah, in, like, 2006.
Yeah, it was, like, get the mystery method for 30% off if you buy it with Neil Strauss as the game. And I was like, all right. The mystery method, the actual book that Mystery wrote, is like denser than like a Vince Lombardi X's and O's football. It is fucking insanity.
There's a real science to getting laid, John.
It's exhausting. Like the way, just, you know what actually got me laid after all these years? Like
being yourself.
But like, I had to stop being shitty too. That was I did a bunch of therapy, I lost weight, and I did a bunch of improv. And then suddenly, like, I could talk to anyone, and it didn't fucking matter. Like, nothing could shake me. Like, people bitched about dating and, like, how bad Hinge was. Hinge was fucking great for the time I was on it. Like, anytime I met someone, even if it went sideways, it was hilarious. Like, what? How's that going to shake you? Because you realize, like, you shouldn't put any stock in anything. Like, I used to build up people so much that I hadn't even met in person. Like, we have these great conversations. Who gives a fuck?
That doesn't mean shit,
man. Who gives a fuck until you meet? And even then, until, like, months and months and months have passed. But especially, like, a first date is there to establish, like, neither of you are legit psychopath. That's it.
True.
Yeah. That is
I think some people, though, they'll have a lot of dead-end conversations. They'll go on a lot of bad first dates, and then they get down on online dating. You know
I guess so.
Yeah, I did it, like, on Tinder, like, because, I mean, I can shoot the shit with anyone.
Yeah.
I don't care, like, you know, I have to do it for work or whatever. And it's, like, none of them were bad, but, yeah, I went on a lot of, like, first dates that just didn't go anywhere. Like, we talk and talk.
Maybe you guys should have used the mystery method and peacocked a little bit harder.
No, I mean, I fucked a couple of girls from Tinder, and the one I ended up with, sadly.
Just be
the one that liked it 67 degrees on your thermostat?
No, different.
Oh, okay.
But equally worthless.
Well, the end result of all the Hinge dates is, yes, I'm engaged now, and I got a house.
And you met her on Hinge,
fiance,
I believe, right?
We did, yeah. Right. I met my Kelly right after dating another Kelly for like 6 months. So I don't know if you,
I think we've all got that one opposite gender name that we've kind of dated a few of.
I really haven't.
No, you always,
for
change
me,
it
it's
up.
K letters in general, part. Like the amount of Kellys, Katie's, Kim's, that sort of shit. It adds up. But yeah, so we had the baby shower and I had Patrick over and Will, and
there were a bunch of people I had never met before.
It was a lot of people, dude. A lot. Yeah. A lot of, I mean, I don't know if it was mostly Kelly's people or not, but like
half and half.
Half and half, yeah.
Anything more you.
Yeah, could be. It's funny just because I didn't do a ton to plan it. This may shock you.
I'm completely floored by that
statement. Who am very ADHD, partnered with the anxious, type A, meticulous motherfucker. It may shock you who did a tad more of the planning.
I think you told me that she had yelled at you a few times to do things to prep for the party.
A little bit. Playful yelling. I don't want people to think I have to actually get dressed down to get my ass in gear. But yeah, a lot went into it. We had to we ordered food that got delivered, a bunch of
metric fuck ton of barbecue.
So much that we then had to give away because I don't want it to spoil.
How many people did you order for? 50?
I think she ordered for like 45 or something, yeah, which is about what we had.
Yeah, a
but
lot
that's
of people,
assuming everyone eats a full plate of.
Yeah, a lot of people, yes. I think, kind of came, like, dropped off their gift and then fucked off.
A lot of my people did. A lot of my people came early and then were like, I've had my fill of people, bye.
Yeah, I fucked up and I somehow had saved. I mean, I don't understand how this happened. I went to the invitation when I got it,
mm-hmm.
RSVP'd yes, then hit the little button to, like, save it to your iPhone calendar, and it said 6 to 8 p.m.
Hey, man.
So when I rolled in, the party was in full swing. But yeah, I ate a whole. I probably ate a pound of meat, just meat with barbecue sauce on a plate.
Thank you, because I can't even tell you how many
didn't make
pounds
much of
upon
a dent.
Pounds they delivered. And then on top of that, of course, we got like a sheet cake that said like "Congrats on a baby with a cock" and chips and other sorts of, you know.
How many boxes of Costco cookies? We the three of us were kind of checking those out and discussing the dominance of the white macadamia nut.
Oh, those are fucking good.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad. So if you buy the Costco sheet cake, which is a bargain and a half, I might add.
Was it like $16 or something?
No, it was probably like 28 or something for a giant fucking cake. But for an additional like $18, they'll throw in like a 48 count of assorted cookies. So we have the remnants of them in a giant Ziploc in the freezer upstairs.
I might have to peep out one more macadamia.
Oh, please. I don't know if any of those are left. I think it's just a medley of crushed
oatmeal and chocolate.
Oatmeal and chocolate chip.
Oatmeal can go straight to hell. Chocolate chip.
Yeah, the oatmeal did kind of stink.
Oh, I liked the oatmeal, actually.
I watched you eat one, though, Will. Don't pretend.
Yeah, I wanted to try it. Okay. I was like, it wasn't sugary enough.
I think they're sugary as fuck. They are.
No, if
trust me, oatmeal don't taste that way.
Like, they need to be like fucking dusted in sugar, like goddamn cocaine.
Just hurts your teeth level sugary.
Yeah, like the granulated sugar.
Yeah,
you know, it was just sticking out of the dough.
No, we had a lot of garbage, food here that has been making its way through my colon.
Why was there just like a plate of honey mustard? That's what I get. There's like chips. And then salsa, and then honey mustard.
There was?
Yeah.
That was a Carolina Gold barbecue sauce. It was straight up honey mustard.
Yeah. Because I was talking to Aaron about it.
Was it one of the three barbecue sauces or something
else? No. It was just like honey mustard like on a plate.
If I had to guess, I believe it was a dressing that came with like the couscous salad thing.
Oh, okay.
We ordered
next to it.
Yeah, to feed the vegetarians, but of course they didn't touch a fucking thing, and then they noped out, so now I'm eating this grain shit too.
Who are the vegetarians?
My buddy Yong, my friend Chris. I think neither of them.
Oh, you didn't cross paths with anyone else from your Nintendo Switch group chat.
You did. Oh, Rich boogied. Rich Irish goodbye to real.
Yeah, I was gonna say like.
And hardcore. Hard said goodbye to not a soul. Just got the fuck out.
Class, good for him. Piece of shit.
I mean, yeah, good for him, man. I love it.
Did he say why later?
He's just like, yeah, I just figured it was in full swing. And I kind of, I don't know. I guess he just didn't want to be around, which is weird because he likes to party typically. He's always been a very
social guy.
It's also
weird because he's a big dude and not a single person saw him leave. Like, he somehow snuck out, like no
Batman.
One noticed.
Beelzebub, man, just fucking melted through the floor. Yeah, it was fun, man. A lot of people I hadn't seen in a while. My buddy Eva that we, used to podcast with a bunch, and she's been busy with two kids. I hadn't seen her kids in forever. Her husband, her parents. It was a good time, but at the same time, like, fucking exhausting.
Yeah, how tired were you guys? I was kind of got there late and left late. How late did the party go? I think I bounced at 7:30.
I don't like
8-ish wasn't super late at all.
Yeah, I don't want to.
I could kind of feel it in the air that like things were starting.
A lot of people left like kind of all at once.
Yeah, a lot of people started leaving at 7.
So that was like, when I started brandishing my erection, screaming, "I will rape you." I didn't realize how much, I guess, it was tapping me out, just like running around and throwing out trash, making sure people were doing all right. But like, I, that night, like blacked the fuck out, just hit the sheets hard. And then the next morning, her mom and her aunt left at like 8:30. So I woke up for that and I was like, all right, I'm just going to close my eyes another 5 minutes. I woke up again at 11.
Nice.
Like, I don't know when the fuck I last woke up at 11. God, damn.
I love those days, man.
I don't think I fucking can anymore, honestly.
I didn't think I could. It's been like 5 years. If it's
why don't
been a
you
day,
impregnate a woman and have a baby shower, Will, and then you can sleep till 11 the next day.
Yes, or for eternity after I make a noose out of my belt. Pull the old David
Carradine. I enjoyed the watching the photo, all the photos at the little backdrop, the photo backdrop.
Oh yeah,
like, I think it was there the whole party, and I was like, "Oh, no, hey, you guys have this," and then people started taking pictures.
God, I don't even want to the fucking decor. So there's a woman that's a friend of Kelly's who might be into her for like 8 large, but you didn't hear that from me.
And what for? You kind of brought it up.
Like,
is she a Papa's Basement listener?
I don't think so. She like bummed this money and then just didn't really pay it back.
So it's just cash.
Just like straight cash, homie.
Did I meet this woman?
No, she wasn't at the party because
she was ashamed of herself for owing so much
money. She apparently got shingles or so she said.
Yeah.
So then another party like grabbed all of the decor that she was going to bring over, and there were like a bunch of balloons. Like, have you?
Sounds like a serial liar.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I wanted to basically like say like I want to see the welts on
right.
her body.
I'm going to use that next time I can't make the podcast. I'm going to say that I have shingles.
You have shingles, yeah.
But, so she's like a professional decorator or something?
No,
an amateur decorator.
Yeah, dude. I don't.
But she does it.
Are so there
she,
pro
tell
decorators?
Tell us about the balloons at the entryway.
The white kinda women that say they can do it. And that's just a thing they claim. Oh, the entryway balloons? The
yeah.
sad little deflated
what
balloon?
I don't even remember reading what it said. I just saw it.
Well, it's just like a single balloon like hanging off your mailbox. And it was
okay.
Like half
so the mailboxes. So the mailbox, we inflated a couple balloons. And I tied them to the mailbox. I have to drive away 2 minutes later. One of them's already popped somehow. You tell me how a fucking half inflated.
I
have no idea. One of them's already down. Kelly ties a second one on there. That one is dead within the hour or some shit. And now there's just like one still dangling there because I'm lazy and I refuse to. Like when I take out the trash tomorrow.
Nature will take care of it.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like a bee or something, but they're not a lot of bees are almost like endangered at this point, so I don't think it's that like
oh we got bees and wasps everywhere.
Maybe that
at least inside the house where they shouldn't be.
So either like yeah the heat or maybe it kind of like is your mailbox sharp, like does it have any sharp points on it?
It's plastic, it shouldn't be sharp at all. I have no yeah. idea what happened unless some sociopath just kept going
balloons,
by with a lit
balloons.
Cigarette
asshole neighbor.
Fuck you and your baby pop.
Double wrap the next baby shower, double wrap with the balloons.
Something, or like post a sniper just at that fucking absolute crow's nest we have at the front of the house.
My favorite part of the 90 minutes I attended was when Will observed that everyone who'd been sitting on the patio for hours
oh my God.
Would come in reeking of body odor because it was hot and humid outside.
Oh.
Smell like a goddamn horse stable.
Like... So that is the big difference, if you want, in friend groups that Kelly and I have. It's not like my friends are socially retarded, but they don't like to do like the true, again, white person shit where it's
like wear deodorant.
Let's drink and hit the high seas kind of thing. Like the last time that Kelly and I almost broke up, because me being as avoidant as I was. Trust me, there were a couple throwdowns where I was like, just needs to fucking end. The last time that went down, we were in a cabin in the woods with like this crew. Let's just call them the B.O. Posse.
The B.O. Posse.
All and right. The B.O. Posse like rolled in, and they're all great people, very accomplished. Like I don't want to make it sound like these are not functioning alcoholics. They're just standard white people that make a lot of money and they unwind by drinking on a fucking porch, I guess, and responsible amounts too. And
certainly
we roll into this cabin and they're immediately like, let's go on the side of the lake and drink. And I'm like, ha ha ha. And they really did that. I was like, you fucking kidding? It's hot. What are you, what, fuck this, there's mosquitoes everywhere. I'm playing my goddamn Nintendo Switch.
Why would you just drink in the cabin?
Thank you. Yeah, that too. No,
some people
they
like
want to
nature.
Be in nature. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that was the entire fucking weekend. Me being crowned Prince Autistic because I was like, I don't want mosquito bites and drinking in 80% humidity sounds like fucking death. Fuck you. No.
I fucking hate being outside.
And then the best part of it was I was the pariah. Like, people were like tolerant of me. They're almost
so these
like,
are your fiance's friends.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're all decent people, but they were like the entire, you know, by the end of night two when I hadn't done shit and I'd just be like, hey guys, they're all like, oh man, John, like, is there anything we can do? Like, they're very nice. They're trying to get me involved, but I was just in so many words, is like, I don't like the shit you people do. And I'm not judging you as people, but like, I hate what you do and I don't unwind that way. And I'm just looking forward to when you all leave the house again so I can masturbate and then go back to my Nintendo Switch.
Was it at least a nice cabin?
It was a beautiful cabin. I beat off in like there. Three different rooms.
Yeah. What the fuck? Like, what's the point of going glamping if you then go outside?
Yeah. It was
a place to eat and sleep for them.
Dumb.
It's not...
No, they had to go out on the lake.
Yeah.
And then, like, boat around.
Okay. Boating's okay. Was it a covered boat or no?
No.
John's not happy if he is more than, like,
it was something,
a USB cable away from an outlet, a power outlet. Yeah.
It was something that you would, like,
with
bolt.
Him, though, like, I don't want to have to worry about getting sunburnt. And all, like, what is fun about, like, getting
exactly.
fucking skin cancer
no,
and
man.
Sunburns?
These, and it was a boat, like, you would bolt a 50 caliber to the bed of it and go down to Da Nang and fucking shoot Charlie. You
that
know?
Sounds like that, a fun Switch game.
Exactly.
So just some shit. They have, like, a rope to the dock that you can rent for, like, 50
yeah, and
bucks,
apparently, yeah. I don't know, like, something weird happened with the boat. I forgot if they managed to capsize it or some idiocy. Just absolute dumb
so
shit.
So how far do your relationship were you? Your girlfriend takes you on this trip with all her friends that like to go out and do stuff, and you're just like, I'm going to play Switch and stay in the house. like you're a teenager, dude.
Yeah, that was like a little under a year ago, I think.
Okay.
It had to be like June or July of
That's
24.
Hilarious.
Yeah, and I was just like, fuck this. But the beauty of it was they have this one knockout friend in that group. Like, not that the other people are unattractive, but this one chick's, like, very, very sexy.
Is that the same one I commented on?
No.
Was
no,
she
no.
there? This did chick's... I meet her at the baby shower?
No, she's okay. gone. She's overseas now.
Damn.
She, like, is always in these, like, weird flings with, like, kind of, like, you know, pretty boys that treat her like dog shit. And I'm yeah. like, whatever. It's because what she wants deep down. Like, even if it's
I date those women
whatever.
When they're on the rebound. That's kind of my...
Yeah.
That's my zone.
But she was like a total motor mouth, kind of like running the cabin. Everyone's like, oh, look at her do her thing. The final night, she's looking for a wine bottle opener. And she's like, where's the bottle opener? And we're like, I don't know. Like, we'll look for it in a second, I guess. She single-mindedly... just starts being like, where's the fucking bottle opener? And we're like, dude, like, we're all sitting, what the fuck? Like, I at this point I had come down because I'm like, it's the final night, even I can fake normalcy for a bit.
When you
like,
masturbate enough times you're
yeah
I'd cummed
my
chills up.
Yeah, I had masturbated myself out of the red. Kelly and I had a horrible, like, a pretty big, like, I don't even know if we should be together, and then ultimately I guess we'll stay together discussion. And
how romantic.
Yeah, and I was just spent. And she starts going the fuck off and is like screaming, tearing through shit, throwing it around, and ultimately like stalks up to her room and slams the door. And me being the gargoyle that I am, I see my inn and just start clowning on her. Like immediately, I was like, what a psycho piece of shit, people. Am I right? And everyone just starts laughing and they're like, yeah, what a fucking crazy. I'm like, yeah.
Was she fucked up already? Like, was she drunk at that time?
She'd been drinking all day. They'd all been drinking all day, but
yeah,
she probably
she
take
was exhausted.
It even
she had, she
yeah,
threw
she's
a fit.
Probably like 10 drinks deep and had been in the sunlight for
right, so
half
dehydrated.
Yeah, exactly.
So John sees that as an opportunity to do crowd work and win over.
Yeah,
the other
and
friends.
That's exactly what happened, Patrick. I fucking. I'm like, forget what I was for 2 days. What was that? What was that? And everyone's like, you're right. You were just in your room. You weren't a piece of shit. I'm like, I know, right? And by the end of it, everyone's like, that fucking alley. What a nut bar. John, you're good people. I'm like, yeah, I am. And I think I even found the wine opener, the wine bottle opener the next day. And we all started cackling at that.
Nice.
She was still locked. Is she single or is she with somebody?
I think at the time she was with some guy, but again,
but he wasn't on the trip or he was,
he wasn't on the trip. Okay. No. And like, what was even funnier was she like had borrowed his Tesla to drive there. And like, we're in the middle of nowhere. And I think it like crapped out on the way back because she didn't have a place to charge it. I'm like,
it's
no shit. You moron.
Shit.
Yeah.
Should have told her to end up like Mitch McConnell's sister-in-law.
What happened there?
Backed a Tesla into a lake. I knew that one wasn't going to land. Went ahead and did it anyway.
I'm sure
it's yeah, I think it's one of the reasons why he retired. Like, this is a bizarre story. Like,
I think he's not gone yet, though, is he?
No, like, whenever his term.
End of his term.
Right? But, like, yeah, his
he's
wife's...
due for at least two more things where he just stares silently for 60 seconds
oh,
during
God,
a
guy, literally just
I have yet
buffers.
To watch, like, any of those videos. I need to.
I've clicked on a few.
I
like,
mean, it's just...
They are everything you want them
it's
to be.
It's just like a loading screen on a website. Like, yeah. It's just his brain is just...
Like, worse than
spinning.
Biden at that first debate?
Yes.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yes.
That guy was at least responsive.
Yeah, Biden sounded like he was... you know, about to throw a tantrum because he couldn't find the bottle opener, but this dude just froze for like a minute.
Yeah.
Like his brain had to reboot.
I've heard about it. I've not watched it, but.
Yeah, you're like, something is deeply unwell here.
Yeah, like his sister.
Yeah, he's fucking old and he shouldn't be running, you know, Senate or whatever the fuck his job was at that time. I don't know. I can't remember when the last time that happened, but I did not hear that. Somehow I did not hear
it. It was like a huge story, but yeah, she just like backed the Tesla.
Did you guys see that fucking May the 4th thing?
Oh, God.
Yeah, I...
Did you check your Truth Social account today?
Yeah, that's... that still reminds me of the time my therapist recommended a site I hadn't heard of called like Rumble.com or something.
Oh, yeah, I've heard people talk about it on a far-right podcast.
Yeah, it's fucking...
It's like an uncensored YouTube, basically.
Yeah, I think we're... Fucking therapist, not the one I bald. The one, I think she is of that persuasion, at least to some
degree.
If
you know about Rumble, but because it's funny, then I was listening to like a podcast just now with a comedian and two trans people on it. Guess whose podcast that is?
Jim Norton.
Is it little Jimmy Norton?
But
everyone knows his affinity.
Yeah, he's married to one, and yet for some reason all the guests on their podcast together are also trans women. But anyway, that's like, cool. He was on the podcast was talking about how, like, he had to, like, write out time codes. Like, even though you're allowed to say, like, the word cunt or the T word, because it's coming from them, it's like YouTube, if it just detects that audio, will, like, shadow ban that video. Yeah. So he's like, yeah, I'm just writing down the times, like, you say the C or T words, so then I can go back and edit them out so like people actually can find this thing.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so.
But on Rumble, it would go.
Whatever you want. You could apparently. Have as many T words. It, but I don't know if like Anthony Cumia and people like that are on there. They must not censor much.
Yeah.
Well, guys, I'm going to leave early so I can go check out Rumble. No, that sounds fucking awful.
It's, Rumble. It was a lot of like liberal takedown videos from what I recall. I was like, why would you recommend this lady?
What percentage of therapists do you think are
not right many? I don't know.
A good therapist has to have empathy.
Yeah. I would say most are like far left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's just weird that your therapist is like, yeah, sign up for Truth Social. Oh. And here's QAnon.
No, she's like,
Rumble.com.
She's recommended Rogan a bunch over the years and Jordan so Peterson. Red-pilled. And yeah. But also, yeah, I don't know what brought her to that.
Do you think she liked the May the 4th Be With You post yesterday?
God, yeah. Circling back to that, Jesus Christ. So May the 4th, everyone, it's that Star Wars thing. You're supposed to do Star Wars-y shit. And my chick, who's fairly normal, one of her nerdy things, I guess she grew up just watching the 4, 5, and 6 over and
those
over.
Those movies... kick ass.
She can just quote them backwards and forward. Yeah, so like
I love those.
Every May the 4th.
I've yet to even watch episode 4 all the way through.
The first one is probably my favorite.
No, it stinks.
But she so we'll do that. In fact, we're just watching like Jedi today because
you
like,
guys had a little marathon.
Yeah, like once you get the ball rolling.
Nice.
So I'm screwing around on Reddit as I'm wont to do while lifting yesterday, sweating and ogling puss. And someone on the military subreddit just posts this like absolutely like jacked Photoshop of old Donnie boy, and it's like him doing his usual like happy May the 4th to all the liberal pieces of shit cuck fags, whatever the fuck he says. And it's like him clutching a lightsaber, but I guess whatever AI they used was like, Donald Trump is human garbage, so he's going to get the red Sith lightsaber. And I guess like these people are so unfamiliar with it or don't care.
He's evil.
Yeah, they're just like, cool, enjoy it, here you go. But yeah, that's a big thing in Star Wars. Like to the point, I think even up to the G.I. Joe cartoon, the blue lasers were the good guys, the red lasers were the bad guys kind of thing. Yeah.
I mean, it's the correct color for him to, like, if he was in Star Wars, he would definitely be one of the bad guys, right?
It's this absolutely authoritarian regime shit where it's like pictures of, you know, at least the shirtless Putin on a horse, like, was Putin. He kind of had some tit action, but the guy was in his 50s. Like,
well, Putin's not insecure like Donnie Boy. Like, Putin's a, I mean, he's a piece of shit, but he's a he's a badass. Trump pretends,
he's
dude.
Like
it's
a
all
lieutenant
fake.
Colonel of the KGB.
Trump's a
yeah,
huge
shit.
Narcissistic pussy. He has the most fragile ego probably of any American man that's ever lived.
It's fucked.
And everything that happens in the news cycle, they have to make it about themselves. He was just photoshopped as the,
and it's like some,
he was just AI yeah. images of himself as the Pope like a week before that.
Like,
now he's Darth Vader, and next week he's gonna be fucking who the fuck
but
knows?
Yeah, like, isn't this some
well he's
Kim
not
Jong-un
doing anything
Un
for
shit.
Cinco de Mayo, I'll tell you that. Yeah, it's just Kim Jong-un shit. And it's like,
it is.
I can't tell you what just terrifying percentage of the U.S. population is like, see, isn't it fucking cool he's doing this shit just like me? It's like, no, I don't want people in positions of authority and respect to be just like me. I am fucking garbage. I want people to be better than me. Like, if my dentist rolled in and starts talking about, like, banging box and, like, how much fucking pussy they ate over the weekend and how loaded they are and how many Vicodins they snorted in the past month, I'd be like, this is fucking terrifying. Get this monster away from me.
Right, but what color lightsaber would the AI give your dentist?
Blue, because they're cool as shit. They party.
I thought they were red and green. That's how little I know.
There's several colors, okay. But... like,
in the main ones, it's like
Obi-Wan's
red and blue.
Obi-Wan's was blue. After Luke got his hand cut off, he came back with a green one in Jedi.
Oh, is that it? Okay.
Yeah. When he made his own, like the blue one was Anakin's original lightsaber that Obi-Wan Kenobi gave him.
And then Jules Winfield had a purple lightsaber.
Yeah, and I think whatever the fuck.
Pulp Fiction?
Yeah, Samuel L. Jackson though was in the prequels.
Mace Windu. And then they gave Rey had a yellow one, right? Like
some I don't know. Yeah.
Oh, you're talking like episodes 1 through 3 or something?
Yeah, 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 the prequels. Yeah.
Okay, that's the only one I think.
Yeah,
I've
mean,
seen.
You said 4 isn't that good. I mean... 1, 2, 3, 6, 7, 8, 9 are trash.
She
bro.
Threw on.
No,
part
I saw
one.
2 stoned when I was in 10th grade, and I kept eating sunflower seeds and spitting them on the floor in the theater.
Smart.
I was afraid we were
Minecraft movie style.
The only good Star Wars shit they've made in the last 20 years is that Rogue One.
Rogue One was
and that show Andor. Those are both fucking awesome.
I've heard Rogue One's good. I've never seen it.
And the show Andor is like a prequel to that
movie. I liked the little kid show, The Skeleton Crew. I thought that
I
was
I didn't
like
watch
fine.
That one.
It was okay.
I did The Mandalorian for a while, but that got pretty bad and boring.
Oh,
but Baby
I watched
so
it.
Cute.
I loved season one and
yeah,
two was
but
okay.
Then it kind of turned into like
three's kind of
Xena Warrior Princess
yeah,
level
yeah,
of storytelling.
Right. I fucking love Xena as a kid. My dad.
Well,
did.
You loved her because you wanted to bang her.
Not so much, but yeah, okay. Yeah, I would have fucked her.
I was gonna say her Playboy pictures weren't that great, from what I recall.
Yeah, all right, get old Lucy Lawless.
Oh, did you guys read that shit that's been coming out about all the former Playboy mates talking about how like how awful it was to bang Hef and shit? Like the women that were
bit.
Like on that TV show, the Girls Next Door, I think it was called.
Yeah, yeah.
They've been like coming out and talking a bunch of shit about how awful it was.
I don't really need an expose to tell me it's awful to fuck an 85-year-old man, but yeah, well, I mean, what were they saying? I heard that he used to just use baby oil as lube. And, like, that would give them all, like, horrific yeast infections.
I think it's just interesting to read people coming out now decades later after the... It's kind of like the Trump shit, right? Like, they're painting this picture of, like, oh, we're so manly and tough and successful.
Yeah.
But, like... And, like, Hefner, like, oh, I'm so such a debonair, suave
weirdly
dude,
enough,
like,
though, he was, like, very supportive of, like, women's rights things. Like, he put a lot in that direction.
But he also was a super...
Oh, he's a horrible...
motherfucker. And,
yeah.
Like,
it's almost like people have two sides or three or
I mean,
many
we were like in our, what, like teens and 20s when that show was out. And like, yeah. I remember thinking like, oh, it's kind of weird. This dude has like 3 19-year-old girlfriends when he's fucking 85 years old.
Yeah, it's a warped sense of what it is to impress. Because it's like.
I don't think anyone thought those chicks liked him. So.
Yeah, but you get to a certain age. And
but
it's
they
like,
presented, they tried to paint an image as if they did, though. That's what that's the thing. So,
I knew
see,
they were
but,
lying whores.
Right, but
then.
you have 3 brain cells. Some Hold people on. Don't notice the
You guys
they
keep
don't
recording.
Know the
I have to take a leak. Sure. Fucking seltzers.
But no, because weren't other ones banging? Or weren't they banging like other guys at the same time?
I think they were like under heavy surveillance to make sure they didn't do that kind of shit.
So like when the... But he like gave Kendra away to Hank Basket at her wedding. I know that.
I think that was post-arrangement though.
Exactly. Like, so
yeah.
The whole thing's fucking staged, right? And then like... What, Holly Madison fucked Chris Angel or something? Or Zach Bagans from Ghost Adventures, or maybe both.
I don't even know who that second. I know Chris Angel. I don't know who that second guy is.
You never watched Ghost Adventures?
No.
Travel Channel.
Is that where they just like shake the camera and pretend? Like
yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's like, oh, like the hairs on the back of my neck are standing up.
I'm a pretty skeptical person, so like those ghost hunting shows just
they're
never
awful.
Really,
but
yeah, they never really.
I was with my ex and her kids who
watch
everything available because we hated each other. That's the only thing that would keep it
so
peace.
Just TV was the way of
pretty much, yeah. Okay. Otherwise, like I would just try to be out as much as possible.
Did you think about going out in just in nature and just standing next to a lake or anything?
No, because I hate being outdoors. No, it's funny. John's actually the one who bought the TV, which really just stepped on the accelerator towards breakup.
What did I do? Oh.
He bought a TV.
As a Christmas present, and it just the way these fucking animale would sit there like morning to night drove me fucking nuts. While I'm out like working 12 hours a day to pay for all this shit.
Well, yeah, you're just
getting taken
advantage of.
And then come home and angrily watch ghost hunting TV shows?
Pretty much.
We were, somehow Will knew all of Holly Madison's conquests.
I thought she was the hottest by far.
Oh, yeah.
And then that
agreed, yeah.
Bridget Marquardt stunk.
I don't even remember her face. I remember the camera who was with the dude with the Eagles.
All three of them were pretty hot
like
blonde
the same
women,
kind
right?
of ladies as Jim Norton.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, I think that's what broke them up.
Oh.
They were like married with two kids or some shit.
He's into chicks with a little extra?
He pulled the old Eddie Murphy.
Oh.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Get I don't know why that seems to be so big in like the black community.
A bit of a down low thing?
Yeah, like that rapper Tyga.
Uh-huh.
I think he goes that way.
Oh.
God damn it. Who is
they're dating transsexual women?
Yeah. Or
got caught transgender.
With them. And like, is it Dwayne Wade maybe?
Are they pre-op or post-op?
I think pre-op. Like, I think 99% of trans women are pre-op. Because otherwise, what's the point? If you're
I don't
into
know.
That.
I have no
yeah,
idea.
Yeah, I mean, if you're fetishizing it, like, clearly you're into a set
yeah.
of boobs.
So is it like a way to be with a, like, experience a dick, but
exactly.
in a female packet
like
packaging?
You don't want to admit to yourself that you're gay,
yeah.
or it's like...
No.
If I was going to be with a dude, I'd just do the whole hog thing. Pardon the pun. You know, like, fucking... Why
well, John, if you had become rich and famous, then maybe you would do the Eddie Murphy.
But I guess it's more yeah. like...
The accidental...
Yeah.
Is it just like pickup? More like an extreme twink? You know how like, obviously twinks are still men, right? But they're very femmy.
Oh.
So it's like trans women is just like
I feel like
further
none
that.
Of us are qualified to speak on the subject.
Well, we can say
surmise.
Yeah, we can infer.
Because, yeah, I don't know.
When a celebrity picks up a transgender... sex worker, are they giving or receiving?
I don't think it gets into that much detail.
Yeah, yeah, we don't have that footage.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's taking it too far, that question.
I would see. Assume if you're going that way, you would be doing the receiving. Because, like, what would the giving be? Like, what you can pipe a chick's butt who has boobs the entire... Like, unless you're enjoying just balls hitting balls... Like I think it's so that you could play
bag
the whole
bag
yeah.
feeling, you're right. And yeah, the person I've heard talk about the most is Norton, and yeah, like his wife in quotes, like usually
well,
implies
it's his
like
wife. I mean,
he's on the receiving end,
yeah,
certainly orally.
So his wife is still does not are still
yeah. Like, I think the vast majority of them.
Oh yeah, it's a horrific.
So she's like
surgery.
A beautiful woman with fake boobs and a dick.
She doesn't even have the fake tits, but yeah, a lot
of
people.
I forgot
that.
Yeah.
But no, exactly. Because I think, yeah, one, I mean, I had hernia surgery, and that's horrible. I can't imagine what feels like.
Yeah, I had a fucking nose thing to just get my septum straightened out, and the recovery from that was shit. To have my dick spidered
inverted,
like a hot
yeah.
dog and then thrown in my body, and then you got to use apparently. Like, basically a medical dildo for the rest of your life to keep it from just sealing shut.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, if you're male to female. It's brutal, man. Brutal.
And then, yeah, I guess if
sounds
you're
like a
female to male, you have to have, like, a pump inserted there.
I don't even know what the fuck
I believe
grabbed.
So, but, like, one thing I've heard is, like, and, you know, a lot of people don't think about it. It's, like, if you do transition, a lot of these people that you can't orgasm anymore. One, because your genitals have been mangled. Two, think of like all the fucking exploring you did as a teen, like jerking off of this, jerking off of that. It's like you had the opposite puberty, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if your way of figuring out how to come as a was as a guy, and now all of a sudden you're a woman, it's like you don't know how to like rub your own clit and make yourself come. You didn't do that when you were a kid.
I think they just take the head of your hog and turn that into your clit. But it's like, how often have you ever come by just rubbing the head of your dick? It doesn't seem very easy.
I mean, that's where all the
definitely takes some practice. But if you're dedicated enough, I'm sure you could figure it out.
Yeah, I guess so.
Or if you had no other option, once you'd had surgery like that,
a lot want to transition back for that reason. Because you just go crazy. Like, I haven't had an orgasm in however long.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that sounds like hell.
That would be rough. I haven't heard that about that kind of part of the experience, though. So
I just know from listening to him on the radio for years, because he's, like, so involved in that community. So.
I do think that's a good thing about Jimmy being, like, having a certain level of fame and talking about it, because so many people are just want to shut that topic down. And, like, there's going to be trans people in society no matter what. Who's in power, what laws and rules there are.
It's just how some people are fucking hardwired. Whatever.
I don't think you can like understand it if you're not a trans person. So
like I said, I did comedy.
Destigmatize it some, but it's definitely like there's a lot about it.
I've met a couple trans people via the improv shit I do, and especially I remember one was just like a very, very large dude, and like on some New Year's, he was just like, hey, I'm identifying as a woman now. Like, this isn't a joke. And we're like, all right, cool. But it's like, I'm not trying to be a smart ass, but it's like, given how most people, especially like going male to female, like turn out, it's nothing you would like want to really do. Like, you don't become a particularly attractive woman. Like, you just get slighted all the time. Right? You know, like, I'm sure a lot of people are like giving you the side eye, and it's just tons of like, hey, actually, I'm not a guy, I'm a chick type shit. For the rest of your days. Like, it sounds horrible.
No, it's definitely not an easy road. So yeah. I don't think the vast majority of people do it for attention. Like,
no, I think they must truly feel that way. Oh, because it does sound like a
shit. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. A difficult experience.
Yeah. Where I get kind of skeeved out. It's like when you have parents, and again, I don't know, like in preschool, like a 4-year-old saying like, I want to be a boy or I want to be a girl. It's like, I wanted to be a fucking dinosaur when I was that age, you know. It's like,
well, if dad had the money.
But you know what I'm saying, it's like, how the hell can you trust like a 4 or 5 year old to like make that decision?
I don't think they're making permanent decisions at 4 years old.
I guess they just
there are puberty blockers.
Well, they throw in pube blockers, but isn't it like you can just go off that and kind of take the proper hormones?
I gotta imagine the number of kids doing that is so small. It's like,
yeah,
no, I don't think it's like an epidemic. No, it's like, dude, fuck, like, I don't know what the right thing to do is. Cause yeah,
I don't. Like, yeah. You could tell Kelly and I are in our 40s because it was a bunch of just like, it's a boy type shit. And I was like, are people in their 30s and 20s going to just be like, it's a kid? Like, what the fuck do you throw up? I don't even know.
Let the baby choose once he gets
I still think it's like less than 1% of the pot. I don't think the numbers are big enough to.
Oh, yeah. But
that's why all the like outrage about all the sports shit. And it's like, dude, there's. So,
oh, the sports
there's like
stuff.
12, there's like 12 trans. Like, the number is so small that
it's performative. It's like dudes who hate women in every other arena, but you're not gonna pretend like you're not gonna laugh your ass off at like a 6'8" transition chick just like fucking dunking on a bunch of like, it's hilarious. It's fucking like, let the misogyny give you laughter, you know what I mean? That's how you should approach the situation. Like, oh, the trans woman is the fastest swimmer. Yeah, it's fucking great, isn't it? Guys are that good at this shit. Fuck you. Like, yeah, I don't, the whole trans sports things, it's just there to inflame
shit that Fox News,
yeah, exactly,
onto.
Like, no one gives a shit. Like, seriously,
I guess in UFC, just because then you risk certain people like really getting injured.
I don't know, they're not even really gonna get injured unless it's someone that seriously transitioned 2 weeks ago or something.
It kind of blows my mind that it's so talked about. It's such a big deal to certain people, but like, it's,
I don't
care. The number of people out there that are trans is so small that like, it really, none of it
matters.
No,
but that's where like,
just let them live their lives, man. Who the fuck cares, bro?
Trump is smart, dumb as he is, to just be able to latch on to insignificant shit like that.
It's like,
and I, turn yeah, it I don't into even like want to call it smarts.
It's just like if you were the biggest piece of human shit and like had no fucking decency, like, and just
yeah,
lived
it's not
to
like
inflame.
Harris campaign could have been like, we hate trans, like,
yeah,
that
it would
have
be
worked
like
for
me
them.
Turning to you and be like, hey, I have a foolproof method of being with any woman you want, and then you just turn around and violently raping someone. Like, that's not genius. It's being scum.
What method is that? It's not the mystery method. What would you call it?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of a prolific rapist right now, and I can't. And I would call
Richard
it that
Ramirez?
Method.
Ramirez?
I don't know. Was the Night Cosby? Stalker? Yeah, that's the
Cosby
method.
The
Cosby
method.
Exactly.
Well, that
Thank
one, was he was drugging them all, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy how many people we've found out are complete pieces of shit that were, like, famous and kind of beloved when we were kids? Like Cosby and even to some extent Trump?
Yeah.
It's wild, man.
I don't think Trump was ever, like, loved. He was just kind of famous.
I don't think he was loved, but I definitely...
He wasn't hated.
I've been aware of him for a lot longer than he's been in politics.
Yeah, I've been aware of him my whole life.
Around.
He was kind of like the go-to, like,
rich
guy.
Dude, yeah.
Like, what are you, who you think you are, Donald Trump? Like, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Like, he was the rich go-to.
There's no one like
famous
that now that's, like, 40 years old that we're going to have to worry about.
Who do you think you are? Some kind of big shot? Donald Trump? No, I'm kidding. That was for Will.
Didn't that take place in like the 60s?
Yeah. She says Frankie Valli.
Okay.
Oh, are you saying Patrick?
There's no like 30 something person that's like that now. We're going to have to worry about like Justin Bieber's not going to run for president.
No,
you
no.
Worry about Justin Bieber.
Yeah, Bieber's been on the receiving end.
Oh, wait, he's a Canadian.
Of much Diddy rape.
Yeah, he got them cheeks clapped.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? Yeah, where was Diddy on the tip of my tongue when I mean, I was looking for a prolific rapist? Shame on me.
When we
was
were,
he a rapist? He's like some fucking like. Gangster.
I think he's a rapist in a lot.
Yeah,
he's done a lot of
rapist.
Harvey Weinstein.
Like coercing, just straight raping. He's a horrible motherfucker.
Oh, I haven't read like the indictments. So.
When we were bumping Notorious B.I.G. back in the 90s, never could have imagined that we'd hear this shit about the guy going uh huh. You know, on the songs,
yeah.
Like 30 years later.
I've always hated
it's
that.
It's crazy.
Man.
Oh, yeah, he's annoying as shit, but I didn't think he was a complete monster.
Absolute maniac. Yeah.
No, he's like Epstein, because, again, he's like, he has no talent. Yeah, he was an A-list
really
celebrity and rich as fuck, so you're doing something. Like, Epstein is like a math teacher, yet a billionaire.
I mean, they obviously had some talent for getting rich and famous.
Yeah, he'd film people fucking underage girls and then
so
blackmail them.
That was his talent.
I could do that.
All right. Let's start a business.
Yeah.
You're going to have to switch this to a video podcast.
A vlog.
Papa's blackmail.
Knowing my luck, I would just like get broke people. Like, go ahead, post it.
Yeah, you're just making them do shit like cut your grass.
Nothing
as far as you push it.
Fucking blow up in my face as I innocently try to blackmail pedophiles. Well, shit. Let's call it a. It's been an evening, sirs.
Good times.
Yeah. Let's do it again next week.
Sounds good.
All righty. Later.